In the 1960s, middle 1960s, the UK and Germany were about on the same size hop-growing areas, with about 200,000 zentners of hops grown in each country, a zentner being 50 kilos of hops. The UK now produces about 30,000 zentners per year, and Germany will produce 500,000 to 600,000 zentners per year. America also has come into the equation to grow cheap alpha to supply the world market. A lot of this is down to our growing conditions. In America, they can grow varieties which will yield twice as much as the UK varieties. And in Germany, again, because of their climatic conditions, will grow crops which will be a third more than the UK. In the UK, we have two main hop-growing areas, the West Midlands and the South East. In those areas, we grow aroma varieties, which the brewers have used for many years, but also developed in the South East, we've had the high-alpha varieties. Since then, it's been superseded by Germany and America having very high-alpha varieties. One advantage we've started to gain on our competitors is growing hops on a dwarf variety system. When I say dwarf, I don't mean in that they're small hops. They're grown on much lower wire work. This has advantages of mechanizing the picking of the hops. The biggest pest for the hop grower is the hop damson aphid. This can totally decimate a crop. And over the years, it has been the bugbear of the grower. That one year you can have a crop, it can be infested with aphid, and you completely lose the crop. In the old days, the only way to control aphids was to grow or to have a tobacco plant, to have fires which would then let the nicotine drift through the hops and kill the aphid. In latter years, they found they could extract the nicotine from the tobacco plants and spray that onto the hops. But that caused great problems for the operators and the horses that were drawing the sprayers. Anybody in the drift of the smoke was prone to be poisoned. Now we've moved on with the plant breeding, in that we have some of the low trellis varieties which are being incorporated with aphid resistance. They now have the aphid resistant gene in there, which will allow us not to put any aphicide on the hops at all, therefore giving a much greener aspect to the hop growing, making a more environmentally friendly plant.